Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
gonna come away. I'll raise the light.
Prayer ministry, where we keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning. Today is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And I want you to know you are at the right place at the right time, fellowshipping with the right people, and you are doing the right thing. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will surely bless you. So I want you to be ready for the blessings of God. I want you to be ready to be blessed by God tonight, this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are. Just connect with us in spirit. There's no distance in prayer. I want you to know there's no distance in prayer. Wherever you are, if you start praying, the Lord will hear your prayers and come to your rescue, come to help you. Remember, Jonah was in the belly of a big fish. Jonah was swallowed up in the belly of a big fish when his situation was hopeless and helpless, and he could have given up and died in the belly of the big fish. He knew one thing to do. He prayed, he prayed, he prayed. Jonah prayed in the belly of the big fish. And because he prayed, the Lord sent deliverance to him. The Lord brought deliverance to him, and he came out of the belly of the big fish. So you cannot allow situations or problems to swallow you up when you have a mouth to pray. If you have the mouth to pray, if you can only open your mouth, you can open any door to your destiny. Remember this. So when it comes to the time of prayer, please take it seriously and be willing to pray, because God answers prayers. God indeed answers prayers. This afternoon around 3 or 4, something like that, I got a phone call from one of our members on the prayer line, and she's a physician who has taken, finished her residency, but took her first exams. I don't know whether it was early this year or last year, and didn't pass. But she was encouraged. Try again, pray, fast, and do it again. The first time she failed by just 1 point or so to make it. But then she called me and I told her, you have to do it again and you have to have faith and try again. And just today she told me the result came in and she has finally passed. So not only now, she has now left the realms of just being a student or a resident to become a full physician. But one of the lessons I learned from the testimony this afternoon is persistency, perseverance overcomes resistance. She has taken it before. We prayed, we fasted, we trusted God. She failed, but that wasn't the end of it. She had to pick herself up again. She had to trust God again. She had to pray again. And she has to step. Take the exams again, and the second time victory was won. Now she's a full physician. So the fact that you fail at something the first time, second time, third time doesn't mean that is the end of the world. Quit. We live to fight another day. There are battles you fight today, you lose. It's okay. You live, you just pray for grace to be alive. You just pray for the grace to be alive to see tomorrow, to fight that same battle again, and to prevail over that situation. Do you think you'll be remembering about how I feel the first time? It is history. It is what? History to her now. It is history. But there's somebody who took the exams, failed. But the second time, trusted again, fought again, and won the battle. Too many of us think that once God says, I'm with you, and you are going to embark on a project or something, it will be smooth. Some of you thought, oh, because God led me to marry this man, and I knew that I prayed about it, I fasted about it, and I knew that it's the will of God for my life to marry this man. So when I marry him, everything is going to be rosary, everything is going to be honeymoon, everything is going to be just happy ever after. And then you enter into the marriage only to realize that, wow, I wasn't expecting all these challenges to come up. Did I make the wrong choices? Did I marry the wrong woman or wrong man? Should I pull out of it, please? The battles does not mean that you are the wrong place. You get a job, you prayed, you fasted, the job was open, now you go in. And it's like all hell is breaking loose on you. Your supervisor is on your case. Your co-workers are snitching on you, finding fault with you. Attacks everywhere. And you wonder, am I at the right place? Did God really give me the job? Then how come I'm going through so many battles? How come my effort, my experience and skills is not appreciated here? How come I feel like I'm always walking on eggshells? But it's the same God who gave you the job. But there are battles to be fought. So I just came to tell somebody that the fact that God says, I am with you, and start this business, or start this ministry, or go ahead and do this, doesn't mean it's going to be easy. No, you are deceived if you thought because you heard the will of God or you got a prophecy and that prophecy makes you immune to problems, then you've been deceived. In fact, the more you are in the center of God's will, the more the devil is likely to fight you in order to get you out of divine purpose and divine assignment. So battles does not mean that you are on the wrong path. Many times when you're on the right path, that's when the enemy will battle you to derail you from the narrow path, the perfect path, or the perfect will of God for your life. So there's somebody you are questioning whether because of the current situations and circumstances prevailing around some things, you are questioning whether is God with me? Am I even a Christian? Does God know me? And is God in this? Did God really tell me to? You are second guessing yourself, and the devil is trying to talk you out of divine purposes. Because you were thinking that once God is with you, everything was going to be smooth. It is the will of God that Jesus come down and die for us. But it wasn't an easy journey for him. From day one that he landed, the devil was on his case. The devil was what? On his case. Moses. God met Moses. Moses saw a bush burning, but it was not being consumed by the fire. Out of this burning bush, a voice comes out, and God reveals himself as the I am that I am. And God tells him, go and deliver my people from the bloody hands of Pharaoh and from Egyptian bondage. Moses says that, no, I'm not interested. God proved to him that I am sending you, I'll be with you. What are you holding in your hands? He says, it's a stick. Cast the stick down. The stick turns into a snake to convince Moses. God, Moses, I'm not still convinced. Put your hands in your dress and bring it out. His hands became leprous. Then he takes it out, he's healed. All different signs to Moses, I, Jehovah, I am sending you to go to Egypt and bring my people out. After back and forth, Moses is now convinced he's willing to go. You would have thought that because God spoke to Moses and God demonstrated to Moses that he is with him, it was going to be a smooth journey. So now Moses goes and says, Pharaoh, thou fears the Lord, let my people go. And Moses was thinking Pharaoh would be trembling and quickly say, come and collect your people and leave this place. It took years. It took what? Years. Back and forth opposition. Back and forth resistance. Back and forth opposition. When you read the scripture, you think 10 plagues, so 10 days. It wasn't days. It was years. It was years. Contending with the spirit of Pharaoh. Yes. Before God could break the backbone of release, I'm trying to tell somebody, stop even thinking about quitting. Stop it. Delete that quit from your vocabulary, from your dictionary. It is not an option. You need to fight. You need to fight until victory is won. There's no option of quitting. There's no option of I'm tired. There's no option of I'm giving up. Don't come and sing me that song. I don't like that song. I'm quitting. I'm discouraged. I want to give up. We don't sing this kind of songs on this prayer line. You have to go back, fight in the name of Jesus. This is a physician who took an exams, but the first trial didn't work out. Try it again. And today called, she has gotten the victory. If she had given up first try, she would have missed this vital victory. And some 4 years ago, the first time I met her, she came to Maryland. She was now trying to get into the residency, and it has been almost 3 years or 4 years she couldn't get in. And then she came prayer, and then she broke through and then got in, now finished, now getting as finished schooling, now just passing the board, resistance. But she kept at it. I'm telling somebody, consistency overcomes resistance. So stop this childish baby Christian, I want to give up, I want to give up. You cannot win. Winners don't quit, and quitters don't win. Winners, they don't quit. And quitters, they don't win. So if you really want to win, then I'm telling you, rise up and fight again. The Bible even says that a righteous man or woman will fall seven times, but seven times they shall rise again. Job says there's hope for a tree. Though it be cut down, yet it will sprout up again. It will sprout up again. The tree will grow again. Cut down a tree and it will rise again. If a tree is even optimistic that if you cut me down, I'll rise again. How come a child of God, the last time you applied for a job, you didn't get a job, you've stopped applying and you have stopped following up with the previous applications and you are sitting down feeling sorry, feeling self-pity, and join your pity party and trying to invite me to join that pity party? I don't join pity party. I join the celebration party, the victory party, the rise up and fight until victory is won. I understand, Bracky, you have no understand what they were. You have no idea what I'm going through. We are all going through something. The reason why I've not told you what I'm going through is because maybe you can't take it. It's too much. We are all going through something, but we dare not give up because we serve a living God who has the power to change every situation in our lives if we will only believe and trust him. I came to tell you somebody's testimony this afternoon. Was it a year or early this year or last year? He called. I took the exams. I failed. I didn't pass. It's okay. You failed, so what? It's okay. In fact, sometimes failure is a good teacher. At least if you fail in something, you know that the next time I'm doing it, I have to do it the other way. You are learning from your experience or failure. So for me, failing is an experience. It's giving you a better experience that I don't have to try it this way again because this way doesn't work. I tried it and failed this way. So the next time I have to do it another way. You learn wisdom from your failure instead of making it an exiting point of you saying that I am quitting. How can you quit? If you quit, how can I come and give you a testimony on this prayer line? If you quit, what testimony am I going to tell people what the Lord has done for you? If she quit, how will I come today and tell you she had taken the exams as a medical doctor in field and therefore she has quit? She tried again. There's somebody who may have taken an exams in the past field. I'm encouraging you go back and take it again. It could be a driving license. Every time you go parallel parking or whatever, you keep on failing. So you are giving up. Go back and try again. If your first relationship didn't work, that doesn't mean that accepted that maybe relationship and marriage is not for me. Go back and try again. God may be bringing the right person in your life. You applied. You went for an interview. It didn't work out. You are so moody. You are so discouraged. You don't even want to apply for any job. You just want to sit down and feel sorry and miserable. Please rise up again and go and try again. We need to collect your, I need your testimony. I need your testimony. Stop the pity party. I don't have time. I said, we are all going through something. That has given us reasons. The devil has convinced us in many fronts to give up. Give up, give up, give up. You pray, fast, and you are in great expectation only to receive one blow, disappointment. And the devil says that, you see, this thing is going nowhere. We give up. Hope. No. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. The devil is a liar. We ain't giving up. We will fight until victory is won. You will fight until your husband is changed. You will fight until your son is changed. You will fight until you win the court case. You will fight until you get a job. You will fight until you get married. You will fight until the power of witchcraft is broken off your life. You will fight. We are here to fight. You can't, people are trying, but I will not join your pity party. I will not. I don't have time to join you to feel sorry for you, because every time you have experienced sorry for yourself and crying and being moody and being depressed and anxious and worried, you are just making, today for instance, Friday, as the witches meet, they'll be toasting and they'll be celebrating and they rejoice to see how many Christians they have made their lives miserable. How many Christians they are making them cry. How many Christians they are making them anxious and depressed. How many Christians they've made hopeless. And as they are mentioning the names of these Christians, they'll begin to toast and drink blood and eat flesh and say, look at her. Look at how miserable. Look at how I made her miserable. Look at how she's unhappy. Look at how she's crying. Look, look. Ah, victory's won.
and all the witches are celebrating in their witchcraft, COVID. Why should I give my enemies the pleasure to laugh at me? Because I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not. And I encourage you not. Don't give up. Don't give them the pleasure. Today, tonight, midnight, don't give your enemies the pleasure in their covenants to be laughing, to be smiling, and making mockery. Because they have stolen your joy. Some of you, they've taken your joy because of one or two problems that they released. Please, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Your joy is not dependent on your husband. Your joy is not dependent on your marriage. Your joy is not dependent on what you have or what you don't have. Your joy should come from above. Meaning you can tell the devil, there's nothing you can do that can take my joy. Jesus is my joy. Jesus is the source of my joy. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So it doesn't matter what you are blocking me, frustrating me, Satan, you will not steal my joy. I will still bless the name of the Lord. I will still glorify Jesus because I know in his own time, he will make everything beautiful. Last year, this was a woman who could have started a job as a physician, but they blocked her. They stopped her. But she lived to fight another day. And this year, this season, we are praying about this, my season, the Lord has come through for her. And she has a testimony. And that's what I'm optimistic. And I believe that it is your season also. It's your season. If you will not only give up hope, if you will not give up on yourself and you will not give up on God, anything is possible. Anything is possible before this month comes to an end. Anything is possible with our God. And anything is also possible to them that are trusting God. So, child of God, be encouraged that quitting, exiting, and giving up is not an option. God wants you to win. And if you are willing to fight, you will win. If you are willing to stand in faith, you will prevail. Yes, sometimes they give us some knockdowns and knockouts, and some days are so terrible, you don't even know what to do with yourself. I understand. You are not alone. You are not alone in this battle. There is war going on. War on every front. Some of you are fighting some terrible battles in your marriage. That has given you too many options. Too many reasons to jump out of it and say, I'm done. I'm done with this nonsense in this marriage. I can't tolerate this foolishness in this marriage anymore. I'm quitting. But then you think again and say, no. I know God gave me this marriage. I know God led me to marry this person. The devil has come to destroy that which God gave me. I must fight and take it back. I can't quit. I know some of you feel like giving up on your children. You build them out of one problem only to go into another problem. You build them out of one problem and you want to wash your hands of them and just so that they are not part of. But how can you give up on them? You just have to keep on praying for them until they are saved and delivered and fulfill their divine purposes. I don't know what you are going through, but persistence, faith, persistent prayer, persistent stepping out in faith in Jesus Christ will help you to overcome every satanic, every demonic obstacles. This dear sister, first obstacle some years back was they wouldn't even let her enter into the residency. And she was delayed for almost 4 years. Apply, reject, apply, reject, apply, until she started doing some serious warfare prayers. And even had to come down to Maryland for deliverance. Then she got a breakthrough. Thank God. You would think that was the end of the battle. Now she goes in and finishes. Now just getting, passing the board. Now they want to come back. And that's why some of you, we are teaching you not for just one time breakthrough. We are teaching you the principle of consistent breakthroughs. Because the same enemy that is fighting you years back is that same enemy who will be coming in the future to fight you again. You better learn the principle. Today, what God was telling me, people are not experiencing deliverance because they think deliverance is an event. It is a process. And people don't want to learn the process and go through the process. They want an event. Oh, just pray for me and it is off. Happy ever after. Once saved, always saved. Once delivered, always delivered. You are joking. Go and read about Jesus. After 40 days fasting, the devil had audacity to come and tempt him. And after he had overcome the devil, after the 40 days fasting, the Bible says, and the devil left Jesus for a time. He didn't leave him permanently. He left him for a season. The devil left Jesus for what? Just a season. That season, he left him and was coming back to tempt Jesus through the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the teachers, priests, and all the lawyers. And he was coming after him until he went to the cross. So if you are thinking deliverance is an event and you want a quick fix, that's what I'm saying. If this lady had just come for that deliverance 4 years ago or 3 years ago, and then I prayed for her, and then she got the admission to that pharmacy, that residency in the medical field, and didn't learn the process of maintaining her deliverance, they would have stopped there again. There are people who are nurses, people who are lawyers, people with different professional degrees, but cannot even pass the board because there are powers that are contending with them because they haven't learned the process. Deliverance is a process. It is not one-time event. You got to be close to the master. You got to be close to Jesus so that every time your enemies come, you are ready for them and you know what to do. Let me get this information. Please write this information quickly. Especially those of you on Blog Talk Radio. Usually you have problems. You can say you don't hear. Write this number. It's called the Fresh Fire Radio. Fresh Fire Radio number. There's a Fresh Fire Radio number. Fresh Fire Radio. You can dial this number and be 24/7 listening to some prayers that we have posted on the radio broadcast. For 24/7, and during the live broadcast, you can also listen through it. So if you are listening in any place and you are not hearing clearly, this is another new option you can also adapt, and it's a radio, and therefore you are not going to be charged on your phone. It's just a radio. When you call, you are just going to be listening to it as radio, and you don't pay for it, and I don't think it even takes any of your data. So it is a good thing. By Monday, they are working on the website so that when we start the 30 days fasting next week, you can either join live on the website. And people are watching right now on YouTube. So you can also watch through YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. And this number, write this number. And everybody write this number, because in the future, if any of the lines is misbehaving, then you can always switch to different areas. As we are about to embark on this, Pharaoh must die. It's going to be an intensive spiritual warfare, and the devil is going to react definitely. So you have to have enough information about, if this is not working, you switch to the other. If that one is not working, you switch until you get, you can join us live on the YouTube, live on Facebook, live on the Fresh Fire Radio, live on the Blog Talk Radio, and the main prayer line number. So write this number down, 712-732-4481. 712-432-4481. That's the Fresh Fire Prayer Radio. Every time we are live, you can also dial that number. They will not charge you. It's just a radio. It's a radio number. By Monday, the website will be ready. And you can also dial it, or you can use your computer to listen to it live through the radio. So just have it as a backup number, and you can use it anytime we are doing it. 712-432-4481. And those of you who want to watch live and don't are not interested in Facebook, because for whatever reasons you are not a Facebook fan, you can now also watch on the YouTube, and you YouTube, just go to
my YouTube channel, K-A-Y. The first name is K-A-Y. And the last name, you type in my last name, K-A-Y, and the last name, B-O-A-C-H-I-E. And it will take you to the YouTube channel, and you can watch us live right now. So I'm trying to give you all the information you will need for Monday, when we start the 30 days fasting and prayer. Remember, next week, Monday, we are starting our 30 days fasting and prayer, and we'll be dealing with the spirit of Pharaoh. Every Pharaoh in your life, any demon, any power, any stronghold, any principality, any challenges that is stubbornly refusing to let you cross, the Lord will give you victory over that Pharaoh. Just as the Lord gave victory to this sister who finally passed her board exams in the medical field. Do you understand? The Lord will give you victory. The Lord will also give you victory. Whether you're going for a court case, whether it is a marital issue, whether it's a sickness, the Lord will give us victory. If we'll be consistent in our faith, consistent in prayer, consistent in believing Him, the Lord will do wonders and do a great miracle for you. So this number, 712-432-4481, 712-432-4481. This number, after the broadcast, you can always dial it, and then it's 24 hours. There will be prayers going on 24/7. You can listen to it. Even when you are sleeping and you want prayers to be blasting in your room, you can just be listening to the prayers. We'll be unloading more prayers on it so that you have different types of prayers. We are just working on it. So we thank God for what He's doing. So write there, 712-432-4481. Write it down and use it also if you need it for the 30 days fasting, which is happening next week. Next week, the fasting is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and we'll be meeting every evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be meeting 10 p.m. Eastern Time every evening on the prayer line. Those of you on Facebook, join us 10 p.m. YouTube, 10 p.m. Except for those of you who are joining us in London, which will be 3 a.m. 3 a.m. daily, except for Saturday, which will be 4 a.m. And then those of you in U.S., it will be 11 a.m. So we thank God, we bless Him, we give Him all the glory for what He has done. We just wanted to encourage somebody, if you will not give up hope, there's somebody you're almost going to give up. This week has been very terrible. This week has been very challenging. This week you got a very bad news, and it really hit you so much that you felt like giving up. But it is not the end of the world. I came to encourage somebody that it is not the end of the world. God is still working it out. All things, He's working it out. He is somehow going to turn it to your good. So have faith and trust God. Don't give up yet. Don't lose hope yet. Don't be discouraged yet. Keep on pressing on. Victory will be won. Deliverance is a process, not just an event. You have to stay with the Master, and He'll give you and show you the way of escape. He'll make a way for you where there seems to be no way. He's a miracle worker, and He's a promise keeper. He's a great deliverer. Those who put their trust in Him, they will not be put to shame. Amen. Amen. I pray that this testimony will encourage you to trust God for your own personal victory, so that the next time around, it is you testing me, emailing me, calling me to tell me what the great thing the Lord has done for you. That is all about prayer. When we pray, we want answers. When we pray, we want God to come through for us. Now we are going to praise God. Tonight, we'll deal with some breaking of some things. Tonight is breaking. Just tell me it's breaking, breaking, breaking. We are breaking some things. We are breaking some things. And once some things are broken, some things can be restored. Once some things are broken, some things will be repaired. Once some things are broken, some things will begin to be healed. But we need to first break some things. So we are going to break. We'll be just breaking in the name of Jesus. Psalms 138. He says that I will praise you with my whole heart. Not half of my heart, some of my heart. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. Before the gods, So he's even acknowledging that they are other gods, but they are little lesser gods. The marine spirit, they are little gods. The sun god is a little god. The moon god is a little god. The earth god, the fire god, the wind god, they are all little gods. Zeus, little gods. I don't know what gods your ancestors worship. They are all lesser, lesser, little gods. He says that before all these little gods, I will praise you. Because you are the Almighty. You are the Almighty. You are the Almighty. You are the Almighty. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship you towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above your name. Verse 3, I like it. We'll pray verse 3 tonight. In the day when I cried out, in the day when I cried out, in the day when I cried out, you answered me. You, Jehovah, you answered me in the day when I cried out. Is there anybody who today cry out so that God can answer you? Because you are sinking. And if you don't cry out like blind Bartimaeus, you may end up sinking. Like Peter, when he was asked to walk on the water, and he took his eyes off Jesus and started sinking. You are sinking. Things are sinking around you. Your marriage is sinking. Your finances are sinking. Your children are sinking. Everything around you is drowning. Everything is collapsing. Everything is not working. Nothing is working. What do? You cry out. You cry out. What do I do? Somebody's asking, what do I do about my marriage? What do I do about this attacks? What do I do about this unemployment? What do I do about this singleness? The answer is you cry out. Stop crying out to God. Don't stop crying out to God for help. Don't stop crying out to God for deliverance. Don't stop crying out. In the day, verse 3, in the day, today is that day. Today is that day. Child of God, cry out. Cry out to God for once. And stop crying out to people and crying in your room. Some people are crying. They are really sharing tears. Emotional tears, but they are not doing the right kind of cry. There's a cry that you, when you do, you move the heavens to your assistance, and heaven to your aid, heaven to your to come and rescue you. In the day when I cried out, I want you to cry out, but cry out to God. I want you to cry out, but stop crying out to people for help. Cry out to God. Cry out to what? Jehovah. Cry out to God. Lord, I'm crying out to you. I need you to save my marriage. I'm crying out to you. I need you to help me, deliver me from sickness and diseases. I'm crying out to you. I need you to help me to pass these exams. I'm crying out to you. I need you to make a way for me to get my immigration papers. I'm crying out to you. I need you to save my husband and to save my marriage. I'm crying out to you. Heal my son. Heal my daughter. Heal my grandchildren. Deliver them from the powers of darkness, from the clutches of the strong man. I'm crying out to you. In the day that I cried out, what happened? You answered me. You answered me. May the Lord answer you today. As you lift up your voice, you see there's a saying that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. When you close your mouth, you have closed opportunities to your destiny because you are not asking nothing. The Bible says, open your mouth wide and it shall be filled. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Them that ask, receive. Them that seek, find it. Them that knock, the door is open. People are not receiving and finding and experiencing open doors because they are not asking, they are not seeking, they are not knocking. They are rather crying and want people to come and pity party and call their friends. Oh, my friend, you know, I went for the interview. What is that friend going to do for you? You rather cry out to God. Now, Father, I'm sick and tired of this unemployment. I'm sick and tired of this disappointment. I'm sick and tired of this rejection. I'm sick and tired of my life going in circles. I'm sick and tired of this loneliness. Lord, I'm crying out to you. Save me, oh Lord, and deliver me. I'm sick and tired of these sicknesses and always taking all sorts of medication. Lord, heal me if you are a great healer. Heal me. You begin to challenge Jehovah. You begin to challenge God. According, the Bible said,
The Bible says that he has exalted. Didn't he say in verse 2? Didn't he say in verse 2, you have magnified your word above your name. You have magnified your word. So you speak the word of God to him. That, Father, are you not the God who says that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly far above all that I can even think or ask? So why come you cannot help me with this situation? How come you can't help me to get a job? Is it too hard for you? Lord, are you telling me you can't just help me to get a job? Are you telling me that you can't match me with a man? Oh, Lord, you can do better. You can do greater. You begin to take him by his word. And you stop focusing on human beings who cannot and may never be able to help you. But he says, on the day when I cried out to you, you answered me. I want somebody to know that when we cry out to God in faith, God is still in the business of answering prayers. God does not only hear the prayers of pastors or Reverend K or your bishop or your prophet. He is also interested in answering your personal needs. The reason is that some of you don't even believe when you pray. When you pray, you don't even have faith in your own prayers. In the day when I cried out, please, when we are praying, don't keep quiet. If you must scream, scream. A drowning man does not keep quiet. He has to scream. And when you are tired of situations, you have to vent it out. Oh, Lord, come to my rescue. Save my marriage. Save my husband. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Pray fervent. The Bible says the effective fervent prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. You must be desperate and cry from your bellies. You have to cry out desperately. And this is the desperation that breaks the second heavens into the third heavens, and then angels are summoned immediately. You are praying and you are sleeping, dozing and chilling out in your comfort, and you are not ready for some big breakthroughs. You have to be violent. For the violent, only the violent take it by force. Only the violent, only the violent, only the violent, only the violent. The year is coming to an end. Be violent. Be violent and possess your marriage. Be violent and possess your job. Be violent and possess your healing and deliverance. Be violent, be violent, be violent. Child of God, be violent. Don't miss this year. Don't let this year pass you by. Until you have fulfilled the purposes of God, don't let this year pass you by. Don't let this month pass you by. Take it by force. The kingdom of our God suffered violence. And those who are aggressive and violent, they take that which they want. If you want to get a job, you can take it by force. You can take it. You can take it by force. You can take your pregnancy by force. Be violent enough. In the day when I cried out to you, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul, and made me bold with strength, and made me bold. Meaning, when we cry out to God, he gives us strength. You made me bold. You made me confident, and it gave me strength. It gave me strength. Do you know what discouragement will do to you? It drains, and it sucks strength and vitality out of you when you receive denial, rejection, disappointment. You realize that you feel so weak, you feel so hopeless, you feel like life is not worth living. But the Bible says, when I pray and I cry out to you and you answer me, you give me strength to my soul, confident that you are with me and you are God who gives victory. I came to encourage somebody, all hope is not lost, because we are very privileged and honored to be serving a God who specializes in impossibilities. So because I know that, now I don't worry anymore. Because every situation, if I will be consistent, I'll break through. It's just a matter of time. And some of the situations, I am patient. I am patiently working on it. I am patiently working on it until victory is won. Quitting is not an option. It's not even in my mind. Giving up is not part of it. That one is not even an option. But I'm patiently working. It's like you seeing a big rock and you know that behind the rock is your treasures. And you're having a chisel and a hammer All you got to do, just keep on. Keep on at it. Keep at it. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep at it. Don't relent. Don't give up. One day, one of these days, one of these days, I prophesy to you, you will get to the end of the tunnel, and then possibilities will become possibilities. And then you can only look back, and all the delays were history. And you know that Lord has come through for you. Quitters don't win. Winners don't quit. If you give up today, you cannot have a testimony tomorrow. If you give up today, you cannot have a testimony tomorrow. And today, God is encouraging somebody. Fight again. Trust me again. And this time, I'll come through for you in the name of Jesus. So join me right now as we go before the presence of God to just thank Him and worship Him and bless Him and praise Him. For our God is good, and His goodness and His mercy is forever. Our God is good. God is good. Whatever the devil is releasing his fiery dart and his attacks against your health, your marriage, your finances, your children, we want the devil to know he is just a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God is good. God is good. As the devil is a liar, so is our God good. And His goodness and His mercies endure forever. God's goodness, God's mercies endures forever. I'm convinced that as a child of God, as you trust Him, you will experience His goodness. It will come to pass that you will also be a recipient, a beneficiary, and the mercies of God. You will have a testimony. You have a breakthrough. You will come out of the situation. The Lord will show Himself mighty and strong. So I came to encourage you once again that giving up, discouragement, hopelessness, despair is not part of us. We are not going to even entertain it. I want you to now join me in my celebration party. You wanted me to join in your pity party, but today I am giving you, I'm bringing you to a banquet whereby there's endless possibilities, miracles, signs and wonders, healings, deliverance, favors, goodness. It's a dynamic banquet. Come and join me as we celebrate our God. Come and join me in the victory party. Come and join me in the celebration party. Come and join me to the joyous party, not the pity party. Don't let the devil lie to you that your situation, your condition is hopeless. It's never hopeless when God is on His throne. It's never hopeless when God is involved. It's never hopeless when the God of Abraham and Jacob is still my God and your God. So let's go before God and just praise Him. Let's bless Him. Let's give Him all the glory. For He's good, and His goodness and His mercies endure forever. The Lord is good, and His goodness and His mercies endure forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you are. I wouldn't lie.
Times the devil tries to lie to us. He's a liar, and sometimes the lies of the enemy is more convincing sometimes than the truth. And if you don't take care, you will buy into the lie and think that God doesn't answer prayers, God doesn't care, God is not interested in your life, and God cannot do anything about your situation. So why don't you do your own thing? But that's a lie. God is love, and God is a good God. And God cares about you and I if we will only keep on trusting Him. Just keep on trusting. Just keep on to God. That's all you have. And He will not fail you if you hold on to Him. In the name of Jesus, I'm encouraging somebody, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't exit. Trust God. He will give you victory in that stormy situation. In that stormy situation,
Though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thou art with me. The Lord will sustain you in the midst of your affliction. If you will trust him, and he will bring you out victorious, your enemies will be even wild. They will be surprised to see how you manage to come out of the attacks, because you serve the living God, who is a God of the supernatural. Don't quit. Don't give up. Because you are born to win. You are born to win. And this situation, this case, you must win it, that the name of the Lord Jesus will be glorified. In the name of Jesus. We are going to pray. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and that the truth is not with us. As much as we are believing God for breakthroughs and miracles and all the nice good things, I want us to be reminded that Jesus is coming soon, and everything is being worked out for the soon return of Christ. The Antichrist spirit is already in existence. The Antichrist spirit is already in existence. And the devil is also preparing the Antichrist to come very soon. Everything is being put in place. The world structure, everything is being put in place. Today they are coming up with chips and all those things. Contamination all over the system. We need to pray that the Lord will help us to walk on the narrow path. Broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many are those who are passing through the broad path. But we pray that the Lord will help us to pass through the narrow. It's not easy. Passing through the narrow, it's not easy. It's not easy. But may the Lord give us grace and help us to be holy. Help us to be pure. Help us to be righteous. Help us to worship him in truth and in spirit. Help us to die to ourselves. Help us to die to the worldly systems, that we will love Jesus and live for him. And says, come out from amongst them and be separated. Come out from amongst them. Come out from the world. Come out from the worldly system. And then I will accept you and embrace you. Today, the system is all contaminated. You need grace. You need grace to make it. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. So may the Lord teach us how to prepare to make it to heaven. Because some of the things we are doing may not be heaven ready. And it's not heaven. It's not heavenly. So we want to pray that, Father, if there be anything in my life that will hinder me from making it to heaven, Lord, reveal it to me and give me grace to give up on it, so that when the rapture comes, there will be nothing in me that belongs to the devil which he will use to pull me down. So now the rapture is coming. The saints are being raptured. There's an attractive force that is pushing them to break through, to move heavenward. If there's anything that the devil has to do, if you are trying to even go up, he will use it to bring you down. Hey, you, fornication is in you, come down. You, lying is in you, come down. You, gossip is in you, come down. You, adultery is in you, come down. You, hate is in you, come down. You, unforgiveness is in you. The devil can use many things to pull us down and deny us. Say, no, she's not qualified. Look at what she just did a few minutes ago. Look at what she's been doing to destroy somebody. It is one thing. I've discovered that it's one thing to receive blessings and breakthrough on this earthly level. That one, God is merciful and compassionate to even the believers and unbelievers. But going to heaven is a different ball game. Going to heaven, making it to heaven. The Bible says, work out your salvation with trembling and fear. It is individual. You can't even make your pastor bracket. Nobody should be your role model. It is Jesus. You should be your own model, and for you to strive to please him and to do your possible best to follow his words to go to heaven. It's a different ballgame. Going to heaven
is a different ballgame. And getting blessings. Somebody can be doing all sorts of things and God will still be merciful to them and choose to bless them. Because the Bible says he reigns on the just and unjust. If you look at the unbelievers are more prosperous than the believers. They have houses, they are millions, they don't even know what to do with it. Friday, they go and see how they are wasting it on drinking, on women, on sex and all those things. And God is watching on, even giving them life and health and breath. But when it comes to salvation and eternal life, it's a different story. That one, it's personal. It is you seeking the Lord in truth and spirit and worshiping Him in truth and spirit and passing through the narrow path. I want you to know the two things. They are not the same. So I want you to know that we are in the end times. And we must be also conscious about the fact that we want to make sure that though we are getting earthly protection, earthly blessings and breakthrough, we are also heavily conscious that any day, anytime our Savior Jesus comes, we are rapturable. We are ready. We are ready. Don't get a blessing and miss heaven. Don't get your breakthrough and miss heaven. And don't let any blessing keep you away from heaven. That is dangerous. So may the Lord help us. In recent times, I'm discovering that even what is called marriage is taking a lot of people to hell. Marriage is taking a lot of people to hell. Because by the time people are going through the divorce, the kind of hate and bitterness and unforgiveness and strife and the things they do to each other, it has nothing to do with like a Christian, and that contaminates a person. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. You go and see husbands and wives fighting each other, and you wonder if they are even Christians. And even if they were even unbelievers, would they treat one another that way? And they don't know that it can block them from even making it. Hate, bitterness, unforgiveness, wickedness. I want to do him head back. So even what is marriage? People, the thing called marriage has become something the devil is using to fight people's eternal life. Because your husband can do something and you can be so angry and so bitter and unforgiving. But the Bible says that if you don't forgive your brother, how will God forgive you? So how are you going to heaven when there's that unforgiveness or bitterness and hate? And it is within the marriage that the devil is fighting people's eternal life. So I'm just saying that even within the context of marriage, we have to be careful, because the devil can cause your own partner to put you in a very bad situation by the things they will do to you. If you don't guide your heart, you will find out that you are becoming bitter. You are becoming bitter. And hate is taking over. And wherever you come to that hate and bitterness, unforgiveness, that's it. Your heart is black. I'm saying that may the Lord have mercy on us and create in us a clean heart and help us not to fall into the devil's devices. Help us to release, forgive, and move on. May the Lord help us to be pure and holy. That's all. May the Lord help us to be pure and holy. And that's why sometimes the people around, no matter what they are doing, just forgive them and just move on. So that they don't contaminate. Some of you have a very beautiful heart, but people have hurt you and hurt you over and over. And now you have become hardened like stone just to defend yourself. And it's changing you. That beauty, that smile, that joy you had is going away, because you've been wounded and wounded until you become so defensive to the point that now you are so mean and aggressive because you are trying to survive. Because people have been wounding you and hurting you too much. And now you yourself, it has changed you. So wicked. Evil has changed you. to the point whereby you now crack your brains and wish evil for that person because they've hurt you so much. At that moment, you yourself, you are becoming a witch. Because now you are now planning evil. Now you, there's evil in your heart because you've been wounded. You've been hurt so much that you want revenge. There's bitter venom in you. But that's not who you were. But somebody pushed you and pushed you and pushed you until you started changing. And you yourself, you realize, I'm not who I am. I used to be, where is that beautiful person and that likable and smiling? And because somebody has pushed you too far. I understand. But I'm praying that the Lord will heal you and bring you back to who you truly are, that beautiful personality. And don't let those evil people change you. Don't let them change us. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we are going to pray and ask the Lord for mercy and forgiveness. It's very important. The Lord should help us to make heaven. The Lord should help us to worship Him in truth and in spirit. The Lord should help us to be Christians, to have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, goodness. Let the fruit of the Spirit manifest in our lives. Let our colleagues at work know that we are different. Our family members, whether they like it or not, they should know that we are different. They can criticize you, they can talk against you, but when they have problems, they will come back to you because they know you are different. Your co-workers will gossip about you. She thinks she's this, she's that. But when they have serious problems, they will come back to you because they know you are different. Your lifestyle is different. You fear the Lord. May the Lord give us the fear of the Lord. I think one of the greatest things you will need in life is the fear of God. Not fear because God is a terrorist. You are afraid God will terrorize you or do you evil. But reverential fear. You fear and reverence the Lord. You love Him to the point that you are careful to make sure you don't hurt God. Not whether your wife is watching, your husband is watching, somebody is watching you, or you are pretending to be a Christian for people to know. No. You want to do the right thing, whether you are being watched or not, because you want to please God. And whenever you do anything and you know you've displeased God, you don't need anybody to remind you. You yourself, you say, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I repent. Because you are conscious to please Him, because you fear Him. And I realize that if you don't have the fear of God, you can do any evil. If you don't have the fear of God, you can cheat on your wife, you can cheat on your husband, you can gossip about people, you can blackmail, because there's no fear. You don't care. You are not sensitive to wanting to please God. But when you have that fear of God, He convinces you to do something bad, and you say, no, I'm sorry. What you are saying looks good, but I can't. I fear God too much. Nobody's going to know, but I can't, because I know the Almighty is watching and I can't afford to displease Him. So at that moment, it's not even about your husband. Some people will say, my husband cheated on me too. I cheated on him. So he's going to hell. So you too, you are going to hell because he decided to go to hell. No. I fear God too much. I fear God too much to do evil. So always you are seeking to do good. Not for even yourself or anybody else. Sometimes we've come to a place, I don't do good for people because of people. I do good because I want to please God. That's another level. You don't do things for people because it's good in itself. You do good because you want to please the Father. It is your delight to do things to please Him. So it's not because you want to please people so that they will think you are good or no. Because that is bad motives. But you want to come to the place whereby you do the right thing because you want to please God. You go to work, you work hard, not because you are pleasing your supervisor or the company. If it was left to you alone, you would not even go. But because you want to please God. You are faithful to your wife, husband, not because of your husband. Because some of the foolish things they are doing, that could have caused you to even quit or do your own things. But because you fear God and you love God and you want to please God, you keep up doing the right thing, even though they are doing the wrong thing. And you can retaliate and do the same. Eye for eye, teeth for teeth. Treat me, I mistreat you. If you insult me, I insult you. If you don't treat me well, it could have happened. But I fear God. So even though my husband is doing this and that, I still choose to be a good wife and to do the right thing. Because it's not about him. It's because of my eyes is on Jesus. I want to please Jesus. And so I still keep up being submissive and doing the right thing. And that's where when you have these ungodly friends and ungodly family members, they'll come around you and they'll think you are foolish. How come you are tolerating this nonsense when this person is... Because they don't have any fear of God. They are reacting according to their human nature. And human nature, anybody can behave anyhow when you don't have the fear of God. But when you have the fear of God, even though you would have done things in a certain way because of the person's reaction towards you, you could have reacted this way, but for the fear of God and the fact that you want to please God, you still do the right thing. Nobody's watching, but I can't. Whether somebody's there, there are things I cannot watch. No. It's because as I'm watching, I know God is watching. I fear him too much that I don't want to contaminate my body, to defile it, and I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. So it's beyond trying to please your wife, your anybody. It is you always looking, I want to please God. I want to please God. And as human as we are, we often fall short or do wrong. Immediately, you catch yourself and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Turn back to the right path. This is somebody who is heading towards heaven. It is not your white wearing scarf and wearing long dress that makes you holy. It is your heart and your desire every day towards pleasing the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so David put it in a nice way. He leads me. He leads me. God leads me in the path of righteousness. Psalm 23. He leads me in the path. Oh, Lord, lead me in the path of righteousness. Because if you don't lead me, there are people who are be outsidely, people who see as the most righteous people, but not in God's standard, because for God, they are just hypocrites. Or to God, they may just be self-righteousness to prove to people they are what. No. Righteousness is examined by only God. So you come to a place and you realize that you are not fit and I'm not fit to judge you or to judge me, to judge you or you to judge me, because God is the ultimate judge. And he knows the thoughts and the motives and the reasons behind what people do, why they do things. And he judges the motives. He judges your thoughts and conscience. Can I judge if you are wearing all white and what? I can only see your physical and say, oh, she's so holy. But do I know the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the enviness, the jealousy, the pride, the immorality that is maybe going through your mind, or the evil you are conceiving in your heart? Only God can be a perfect judge. We only judge from the outside. But when you really want to walk with Jesus, then tell him, oh Lord, put in me the fear of God. Anytime I am going astray and your Holy Spirit prompts me, immediately I turn, because I want to meet you one day. So we are going to pray and ask the Lord, Father, forgive me, create in me a clean heart, a new and a right spirit within me. Forgive me, oh Lord, forever falling short of your glory. And Lord, above all things, I want to behold you one day. I want to see you face to face. I want to make it to heaven. I want to be rapture ready. I want to walk in purity. I want to die to myself and the world, and I want to be like Christ. Jesus is your standard, not your pastor. Because you may be looking at your pastor and he may not be even making it. You may be looking at pastor's wife, he may not even be making it. So please stop putting your eternal life on human beings, not even me. Put your trust in God and let the Holy Spirit lead you in the path of righteousness. Because some of the things I'm learning and the things some people, somebody said they saw in hell. And I'm saying, this person, how? This cannot be. And if it is, then we are in trouble. And I realized that this thing is individual journey. Because you may be following somebody thinking they are your spiritual superhero. And the person is already hell. He's going to hell and you are also joining him in hell. So I came to understand that let God, let the Holy Spirit lead you in the path of righteousness. Lord, lead me in the path of righteousness. Don't go and follow somebody who will be misleading you. Or you may think that they are going and they've already missed the mark. May the Lord, but you can't go wrong when the Holy Spirit is leading you. You can't go wrong when your focus is on Jesus. So I'm directing you to Jesus. Let him lead you in the path of righteousness. Let him teach you the way of living to get yourself ready for the soon return of Christ and to be rapture ready and to be in Christ. Let Jesus be your... I'm advising you. I've advised myself. I'm looking up to God to help me. I'm not even looking at, because I don't know the man, the pastor or the bishop or the prophet. I don't know. What I saw this week, a very popular, influential, great man of God. And somebody said, I have experience and mention it. I said, oh, please wait a minute. You mean this person? I told myself, it must be a lie. But if it is true, then I said, we all have to really. And God was telling me, son, it is an individual journey. Salvation, heaven, it's individual. It's a narrow path. Everybody must strive. You don't go and say, because I'm part of this ministry, so I'm going to heaven. No. Your works. What did you do with Jesus? How did you live your life? What did you do in your secret chambers? How did you live? It's one-on-one. Please, it's one-on-one. Don't tell... Please, I have told you, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Psalm 23, David said, he leads me in the path of righteousness. So I'm telling you, let the Holy Spirit, if you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of Christ Jesus, lead you to the path of righteousness so that you know your eternal life is secured, because it's dangerous. I've advised myself and I'm advising you. When it comes to salvation, put your trust in Christ, not in man. Not in man. Not in man. Oh, my hero pastor, my hero bishop. Please. Nobody's a hero. But they are also human beings. They can make mistakes. Put your faith in Christ. Put your salvation in the hands of the Holy Spirit to lead you. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. I told you. You came on the line, I told you. Trust God for your salvation. Trust God to teach you the way to make it to heaven. Amen. So we are going to pray. Pray and ask the Lord to forgive you, to cleanse you, and to wash you with the with the blood of Jesus Christ, and to create in you a clean heart, a new and a right spirit within you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Send me a message to deliver to his people all over the world and to let them know that there is a place called heaven and there is a place called hell. Your life will never remain the same as you listen in Jesus' name.
Heaven is real. Hello, glory. Heaven is real. Hello, sorry. When from the start, will you be found? Examine yourself before I go. I'm
when from Bethel,
haven't personally received the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to do so right now. Ask Him to come into your life. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and become my Lord and personal Savior. I recognize that I'm a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I acknowledge that you came down from heaven to die for my sins. You died and rose again, and you ascended to heaven, seated at the right side hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for me. Today, I give my body, soul, and spirit to you to come into my life, to become my Lord and personal Savior. Just simply say this prayer and believe and give your life to Christ so that you may have eternal life. And if there's anybody who you have backslidden over the years or sometime now you have strayed away from the presence of God, please, the Lord is using this time to invite you back. The Lord doesn't want you to go enemy side. Whatever caused you to drift away from him today, the Lord is encouraging you to come back so you can have eternal life. The Bible says that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Lord Jesus came to give life and give life much more abundantly. There's an abundant life for you today. So today, accept this invitation and commit your life again. Rededicate your life again to God and go back to reading the Bible. Go back to church and go back to fellowshipping with the saints. And it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. I know that today salvation has come to somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next prayer, we are going to pray and ask the Lord to baptize us with his Holy Spirit. The year is coming to an end. You need every power, every anointing to be able to finish and finish strong. We need to finish this year and to finish strong. There's so much going on in the spiritual realm. You need the power of God. You need the anointing of God. You need the grace of God. You need the supernatural mind of God.